Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back to 3 After the Hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com, and the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. Hope you check those out. Bob Bly is our guest. Bly.com is his website. That's where you can find all of his books on marketing, on copywriting, on selling, on so many other topics. Lots of other products there that will help you get smarter. He's one of the best in the world. Bob, thanks again for being here. He's one of the top copywriters, folks, in the galaxy. Everybody knows that. We're talking about sales funnels, right, Bob?
Yeah, and what else should we tell them about it?
How do we design them? How do we create them?
It's sort of like doing a mini marketing plan for getting customers and then continuing to sell them. And one of the keys is of designing them is to design your product line around them. It's much harder to do it and make it work if you have only products at one price range, as some people do. It's much easier if you have, as is the better alternative, a line of products, some low, some medium,
right,
and some high-priced products. And then what you do is you take one of the low-end and make it what you call your front-end product. You give a super discount to it. So the easiest, not the only way, but the easiest way to get someone to cross the threshold of your funnel and make the transition from prospect to first-time customer is with a low-priced offer.
You got to be careful, though. You don't want to establish in the minds of your prospect what your stuff is worth. You got to be careful how you do that, don't you?
Well, you don't take a product or service that's worth $1,000 and say, "Hey, I'll sell it to you for $100 for the first time." You have a smaller.
If
you're going to charge less, they get less.
That's exactly right. Another thing that I think a mistake people make when they're either intentionally or accidentally creating a funnel, and a lot of people, I do think it's common sense. What we're talking about is common sense. Bob, a lot of people are doing sales funnels. They may not know they're doing it. But regardless, one of the things I see people do once they get a customer is they forsake them. They don't realize that the same funnel process, nurturing, building trust, blah, 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 the same stuff that you do for the acquisition funnel, you got to keep doing that with the customer to keep them engaged, right? Because there's somebody around the corner. There's 1,000 somebodies around the corner pinging them right now saying, "Hey, come over here."
Yeah, and, you know, that is the part of marketing that is most often ignored. Marketers, CMOs in particular, get too excited and focused on customer acquisition, which is the quote-unquote sexy part, and they neglect the most profitable part, which is continuing to market to existing customers.
Mm-hmm. And, of course, we know
it's an old – yeah?
Go ahead.
No, I mean, you know, an existing customer is 3 to 6 times more likely to respond an order from one of your marketing promotions than someone who's never bought before.
And you probably know the number. I don't, but it's common knowledge. It's an article of faith that an existing customer is a lot easier to keep and a lot less expensive to keep than a new customer is to acquire.
The statistic bandied about is that it's 5 times easier to keep than to keep and sell to an existing than to acquire a new one.
But that doesn't mean you can take them for granted. That's the main thing. That's the main point we want to get across. And I see it happening all the time, Bob. I see people I do business with who, you know, I still need whatever they sell, what I remind people about, Bob, is it's not your customer's job. When they wake up thinking about something that they want to acquire today, it's not their job to remember you. It's your job to make them remember you.
And one of the great boons of the digital age is email and autoresponders that can help fill in that gap.
Yep. And that's the beauty of email. Isn't it amazing how what a great abiding and sustained workhorse email has been over the last 25 years?
Any newfangled or new age marketer who says email is dead and this is better instead is completely ignorant. Email is the killer app of digital marketing.
Yeah, yeah. It's an amazing device. I believe when Facebook is gone, we'll still be doing email. What do you think?
I don't know that Facebook's ever going to be gone. And I'm not a good futurist.
I guess I'm hoping, Bob. Maybe.
hey, you don't want people to hear that. Well, they'll unfriend you.
I know they'll come get me one day. Please don't unfriend me. That'd be awful.
Yes.
I'm the original social media heretic, Bob. I'm a true believer. I just don't like the status quo.
I appreciate that.
So, last thoughts. I got about 45 seconds. Take us from alpha to omega on the sales funnel.
The thing to think about, even though you made the good point about not underselling yourself, is to design the front end of the funnel. So now, some people will enter the funnel with a high price purchase, but the majority will enter with by dipping their toe in the water. So have a front end product that you're not giving away, but it maybe is a loss leader. Maybe you're selling it at a cost just to get them into the habit of buying from you. And once they do that, that barrier is broken, then they become much easier to cross-sell other products at the same price, but more important, upsell products at higher and higher prices.
He's the best in the world, ladies and gentlemen, Bob Bly, Bly.com. Don't forget to check out his books, all the things there, and all the articles he writes. Very important stuff that you'll be smarter when you do. Hey, Bob, come back soon.
Thank you for having me.
Good job today. Quick break. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.